from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's talk about what Kirby had to say today, because he did take the podium. The big question, I think, heading into this, for not everybody, for some people, was what was he going to say about the driving incidents? And he spoke to local media but did not speak on it on the main stage or the main press conference stage where he takes questions from, you know, the national media. Why? What was this about? Because you would think he would want people and, you know, dog fans around the country, more importantly, college football fans, hey, we're handling our business. He didn't speak about this, though, Turtle. And the question is, all right, he did speak to local media, but not on the main press conference stage. You don't like it.
Three words, Carl Dukes. Control the narrative. That was the goal of Dog Nation today. Because when you look at Kirby Smart, king of the castle, right? Getting all these plaudits from Nick Saban, Greg Sankey, and everybody else as the new beast of the East, not really anymore, but beast of the SEC. When you have that amount of power, to quote the great Spider-Man reference that I know you and I both enjoy.
I do.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
Part of that responsibility is not letting things get out of hand on your watch. So, smartly on his behalf, but endlessly frustrating to people like you and me, he decided to control the narrative. And how did he do that? Like you just said, hey, Connor Riley, Brandon Adams, come over here, Mike Griffith. We're going to sit around for about 10 minutes, you and I. We're going to chat. I'm going to answer your questions. But then that's it.
That's it.
Then that's it.
And that's, I don't know if it's enough. Now, here's the deal. There's no pushback. So obviously it is enough. When nobody is pushing back to say, hey, we need more. We need more of an understanding. Hey, Kirby, what are you doing? And I'm about to explain to you what he's doing. It's shocking and surprising, but it's not even him that's doing it. He did say, and this is a quote, the incidents we've had off the field are not something that we condone. Duh. I've said this. If you think Kirby and his staff are sitting around not talking about driving under the influence or speeding or whatever, then you are solely mistaken, because they are. But he said, unfortunately, you know, disappointing, I guess the best word, in the quote that he said to the local media, I always talk about the process and the outcomes. I talk about that in wins and losses, and we try not to base things on the outcomes and wins and losses. In this situation, the outcomes are very disappointing. Our process and the things we've put in place, I feel very strongly about. He's talking about, again, how they speak to the kids, these young men, and what they're hoping, how to influence them to make the right decisions. He says, we do as much or more education than anybody in the country. And this is something we've heard before, Chris, about this process. We heard it a couple of years ago, you know, when the tragedy happened. We've heard it since, that they do more than anybody else. But yet these things continue to happen. Here's the thing, and I'm going to let you hear what Kirby said about what he did this offseason, which I find very interesting. Also, he talks about NIL, and he talked about Nick Saban and Alabama. Everybody's looking, you know, forward to that game as well. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chris is in for Mike today as we talk about SEC Media Days. But as we were discussing with Randy, This is a little bit shocking. And I guess this is the new world we're in. Kirby Smart revealed today that fines have been in place for Georgia football players via the Classic City Collective. And if you're going, Dukes, what's the Classic City Collective? That is the group, the collective, that puts forth the money, right, for NIL and et cetera. And he says, I think the effective way in curtailing some of the things that we've seen is to get into their wallet. So I ask this question again. What's more important? Finding a kid, I don't know, $5,000? I don't know what kind of money we're talking about. If it's significant, Turtle, are we talking about $10,000, $15,000, $20,000? Or him not playing on Saturday, or maybe two Saturdays, or maybe the biggest game of the regular season? What's more important in sending the message? And if you're telling me it's finding these guys now, then what is Kirby doing? What is his position on all of this stuff that's happening if the collective is now taking this out of his hands and basically saying, don't worry, we've got it. We're going to fine him for whatever this egregious thing that this player might have done. Mike, Turtle, he makes it clear that the collective, okay, oversees the fining process. This is not Kirby Smart. Is this the way we're going? Do you like this?
No, of course not. Because, Carl, it hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked.
Plain and simple. So, couple of things. Jack the fines up astronomically. Make it so that, you know, it's the equivalent of a game check or two in the NFL.
Okay.
You know, like whatever that equivalent would be. And first of all, are these fines equivalent across the board? Does Carson Beck get fined the same amount as the third string offensive tackle? Because $5,000 to the third string offensive tackle is a lot. It's not a lot for Carson Beck, who's probably making seven figures in NIL. And then the other thing, too, is, Carl, you need to send a message. Because clearly the message is not being received. So that means, I don't care who you are, Trevor Etienne, you're missing the Clemson game.
You're missing a game.
You're missing the game. It's pretty simple. Because, again, Carl, if this was a 50% success rate, or even a 75% success rate, okay, I guess I could hear it. It's been a 0% success rate. You just had two or three more incidents in the last week. And I'm sorry. You don't talk about it in front of the national media? Really? Like, you are not only the leader of UGA, you're the leader of the most competitive conference in the country. By default, next to Greg Sankey, you could argue the most powerful person.
I would agree.
In college football.
I would agree.
And your stance is to do a little huddle in the corner and then not talk about the biggest issue going on in your program and maybe in college sports right now? I don't like it.
Let us know how you feel. 404-726-0929. If somebody takes away what you love, that's got to be more important than finding you. And I have to tell you, these young men love playing college football. That's why they went there. They love Saturdays. They love playing the Auburns of the world and the Alabamas and the Floridas and the Tennessees. And when you say you're not playing because of your actions off the field, to me, that is always a bigger deal than taking 10 grand. And I'm using that as just a general, you know, statement. I don't know what the money is either. I'm with Chris. I have no idea across the board what the collective is doing, but I think it's a bigger deal and it's more impactful because you know if you screw up again, guess what happens? You're not playing against Alabama. You're not playing in the college football playoff, potentially. That gets you right, or at least gets your head moving in the right space.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.